You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Hi, I'm Glenn Tookey. I'm the Chief Exec of Sight and Sound Technology.
And do you want to tell us what you're showing today? This stand is massive. You've got a lot going on.
Yes, we've got a lot of space here, and perhaps we're trying to make Sight Village the Sight and Sound Technology stand. But to be fair, that big space is full of technology, and it covers actually a very wide range of different low vision and blindness technology. That's why we need so much space. Everything from low vision portables and magnifiers and things that have been around actually for probably 10 years or more, dare I whisper, but right the way up to some of the very latest technology, mobile phone based. We've even got a really, really clever Braille printer, which is portable, which you can hold in one hand. And over the last 20 years, everyone bought an embosser to print Braille, but this prints onto like a Dymo tape. It's going to change the way retail helps blind people, labels product, labels restaurant menus and all that type of stuff. So we've got everything from the very old but dependable and good value, all the way up to the very, 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 very new type stuff and everything in between.
Right, hang on. I'm very interested in this portable Braille printer. I used to have an embosser, and I'm not even exaggerating. It took up, like, it needed its own desk and its own little cabinet as well to quieten it down a little bit. It had to be in this sort of soundproofed cabinet. So,
right, but remember,
so how does this one work?
Yeah, well, that did print out, like an A4 piece of paper. This Dymo tape.
Okay.
A tape that you can stick onto something. Yeah. So you wouldn't be typing out or printing out pages and stuff or even paragraphs.
No, of course,
You are labelling, really, or giving base information. And so many establishments do not have a way of giving some form of accessible, some way of understanding what it is they're looking at to the blind or low vision community. So even if it's a web address that you can then scan and get to on your mobile phone, it's literally holding one hand, size of a packet of soup or something like that. And you feed it with the tape. But what you can do from a map on your phone, you can, with audio, talk into the app on the phone. That transfers to the printer, automatically prints out your Braille label. I think this will make it hugely more accessible because, again, you need to understand Braille or whatever to do a lot of this accessibility work, and you don't need to do that anymore. So, yeah, that's the latest thing that we've got. But we've also got some very good mobile phone-based technology. We've got the Capsys phones next to us now, and they've got a navigational aid, which is obstacle, obstruction, sort of directional type control. That's brand new on the market, along with their latest version of their Capsys phone, which is an Android-based phone. And then you go back through all the old tried and tested products as well.
Yeah, it's interesting. You said some of those products go back sort of 10 years or possibly even more. Do you want to tell us a bit about some of those? It's always interesting. They move so quick. Everything moves so quick nowadays, but these things seem to have stuck around, which is quite nice.
They stick around because actually, to be fair, there isn't much that substitutes them or displaces them, remembering that quite a lot of people who use, particularly low vision, they will lose their sight later in life, therefore are not so adept with even the latest smartphone technology. So things like the Ruby magnifiers, we've got the 5-inch, 7-inch, 10-inch ones that do OCR as well. They're all tried and tested technology, but it's one button press, very simple to use. And the only thing that's really changed over the years is the addition of OCR, but most importantly, probably screen quality has got better and better over the years. But everything else is just the same. So it doesn't really need to change that much, Callum, to be quite honest. So the tried and tested stuff still has its place, and of course it's better and better value over the years.
You mentioned the Capsys phone that's available. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about that?
Well, the Capsys phone is an Android phone, but it's much lighter because it still has a numeric keypad, but it has a touchscreen Android pad on it as well. So it's very easy to use both. And again, I come back to accessibility and how easy these things are to use. And this is unique because either you've got smartphones and you need voiceover or some form of accessibility, but the captain's phone has the buttons still and has navigational buttons. So you've got a tactile way of working through the phone. And it's two-thirds the price of a normal smartphone, but it's a normal smartphone.
I know you've only just got to the stand because of, you know, good old traffic, but just in general with Sight and Sound, obviously there's a lot of new stuff out lately. I guess what would you say is generating the most interest?
Actually, I think it's sort of generating the most interest at the moment in the consumer space is probably the Lunar Glasses. The Lunar Glasses are a very specific product which actually won't be with us in purchasable form until the end of the year. We've got a sort of demo, prototype is a better word, one out. But this is designed for people with night vision loss. So a very specific type of sight loss. And there's a whole community out there who have been struggling for many years, you know, for a product or a technology that helps them with night vision loss. So actually, when something like that comes out, you get a real, you know, kick from the community. Say, oh, right, at last, something just for me. Whereas everything else tries to be something for everybody and doesn't really achieve that.
Well, it goes back to that simplicity thing, doesn't it? You know, everything tries to do everything.
Yeah.
And sometimes you just need that bit of a, don't know about niche, but, you know, you just need that specific purpose, I guess.
Yeah, but it's hard, isn't it? So a manufacturer wants to build something to get maximum scalability, maximum sales, to return their investment. So if they narrow their market too much, they don't succeed. Yeah. They make it too wide, you know, it doesn't work all the time for everybody, and sometimes not all the time for anybody, and then four fails. So it's quite hard, I think, for these guys to develop something that meets the market need. But I think the Lunar is one of those that has cracked it. So for the listeners, go and have a look at the Lunar, L-U-N-A, the Lunar, on the Sight and Sound site. And register your interest if you think it might work for you, because around the end of the year, we'll be bringing people in to look at the prototypes.
Are you able to talk about some of the discounts that Sight and Sound have got going on?
Yeah, we've got discounts on everything until August the 31st. We do the discounts, we kick them in at the show, but we realise that not everybody can make the show. It's lots of people of our client base are out in Ireland and places like that. And therefore, we give them until August the 31st to capture discounts. We've got sort of 10% off on everything, but we've got the Maggie, which is a smartphone-based phone, which has got a £300 discount on it for the moment. So we've got the WeWalk Smart Cane, which has been very, very successful, down at £499, back to where it was in 2024. You know, so come along and get your 2024 prices, I would say. So everything has got something, and some things have got a little bit more.
Great. Well, if people want to learn more, how can they get in touch with you?
You can get to us at www.sightandsound.co.uk or call us on 01604 798 070, sales option, or just, you know, email us at sales@sightandsound.co.uk and we'll do our very best to help you.
Fantastic. Thanks a lot for joining us.
Absolute pleasure to talk to you.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.